New cult is exemplified. Monday, June 17, 1912, Portland. Publication, Morning Oregonian. Persian exponent of Baha'i movement speaks to women. M. Hippolyte Dreyfus of Paris, apostle of the Baha'i movement, which is attracting considerable attention in this country, just now through the presence here of its leading exponent, Abdu'l-Bahá, gave an exemplification of the doctrine before a body of women at the home of Miss J. E. Bingham, 572 Kearney Street, yesterday afternoon. In attempting to define the exact status of Abdu'l-Bahá and the nature of his claims, M. Dreyfus said that Bahá made no claims whatever, except that he was Abdu'l-Bahá. Divinity, he said, he did not claim, and whether or not he possessed that quality, it was not for us to inquire into. Abdu'l-Bahá, said the speaker, claims that his father, Baha'u'llah, was the greatest manifestation of God in our day, and that he, as the son of Ullah, received the mission to perpetuate the message of the Father. Whether he is the son of God or not is a question altogether too childish for us to inquire into. He is a mysterious personage. When the claim is made, however, that he was the greatest manifestation of God in our day, there is no necessary implication of divinity. God is infinite, and we, therefore, cannot comprehend him, but can know him only by his manifestations. Through his love, we learn to know him as love, through his mercy, as identical with mercy, and through his justice, as identical with justice. He is manifested in the various forms of the nature about us. But in some of these, he is manifested in greater degree than in others. In the flower, God is manifested in a lesser degree than in man. And in different men, he is manifested in different degrees. And as his greatest manifestation is made in man, so in one man, his greatest manifestation, as he is manifested in man, is made. That man was Baha'u'llah, and in his son and successor, Abdu'l-Bahá. He is the one in whom the attributes of God, as witnessed by man, are manifested. He is the great mirror facing the sun. This manifestation of God has nothing to do with incarnation. Mr. Dreyfus went into the teaching of Abdu'l-Bahá exhaustively. These look to both a religious and a social reformation, and include the unification of all religion to universal peace, and the social equality of man. A plan of social government was outlined.